Yeah, it's been stuck in my head for quite a while, for the last few weeks. Welcome, everyone. I'm Bolt the Super Bunny, live from Portland, Oregon. This is Music is Timeless. Good evening, everyone. Happy Saturday, Friday, whatever it is right now where you live, to you all. I'm Bolt the Super Pony. Welcome to Music is Timeless. If you'd like to follow me throughout the show, you can tweet me at SherlockBoy123, or you can also join me in the IRC chat on it's hashtag PonyvaleFM on the ponychat.net server. Well, tomorrow is the premiere of Friendship Games, and I'm, like, really excited because I'm going to one of those premiere events with some friends from the area, and we're just going to go to someone's house and watch it together. We got 15 people signed up so far, and I'm looking forward to it. As much as I really don't like the Equestria Girls series, I just can't help but get excited over something like this because it's pretty cool to just go and see it with a bunch of people that like spending time with. Some scheduling notes. There will not be a show next week, nor will there be a show 1 month from now on the 23rd/24th, depending on where you live, of August. October, not August. August is past, because I'll be going on a field trip for my class that weekend. There should be I think we're having a rescheduling soon, so I want to try some experiments with the show and see if it makes a difference to not do a show for a week. So there will not be a show next week. Just want to throw that out there. This week, yes. Next week, no. And the following week, the ninth, yes. I think there will be a show on the week of the 9th, but not the week of the 2nd. So next week, no show. Okay, let's get right to it. Here is what I'm considering the Ponyville FM premiere. I'm not sure if someone else has played this, but I doubt it, of the Friendship Games theme.
Thank you.
I absolutely cannot wait for that. That sounds awesome. They did release the entire soundtrack about a week ago, maybe a little bit sooner than a week ago. I'm not going to play any of the others though, because some of them, even the samples, I was really surprised when I listened to it, were really spoilerific. And I listened to one of the one of the tracks they released, and I suppose you listen to it at your own risk. But I was like, wow, spoiler alert! I did not need to know that. So this is the one I considered to not be a spoiler, mostly because it's been played over and over again. Like every single Saturday, when they released a short, they would play that song at the end. So I have it stuck in my head, and I was like, I gotta play that. With the release tomorrow, I gotta play that. This next song I heard on Ponyvale FM, and I was listening to it one day, and I just couldn't help but like it, and so I'd like to play it here. Here is Rat1 Equestria by, I'm guessing it's 3-8-bit? Night 8-bit? I don't know, it's hard to tell when people mix numbers into their names. Like, is it Deadmau5 or Deadmau5, DJPwn3 or DJPwnE? I would argue that if it's Deadmau5, it's DJPwnE. I don't know. That's my logic. Anyways, that aside, here is Rat1 Equestria. that is one I'm going to keep in the library for possible mixing purposes. I like the intro and outro to that, how it really seems like it's made for that. But did you know, so you probably heard the song Anthropology, and you probably knew it was sung by Awkward Marina, but did you know she also did other songs, and quite a few others too, and they're really good. Here's one of them that I really like, Appaloosa.
Friends amongst relationships I made while at school I attend, but nothing quite compares to a mayor's company, and only one mayor was ever really there for me, urging me, get out, go explore the world, or would you read about events when you can watch them unfurl, when it's hard to make an argument with logic this sound, just fuck the walls and break them down, push me out from my familiar ground, bought a ticket, now we're taking a seat, never could admit it, but a skeptic is me, but I guess that I will give it a shot. Even though I know the weather there's a little bit hot. Well, 4 hours later when my patience runs out, I'm bewildered how she smiles as I open my mouth, talking how I'm so sick of all that's bouncing about, when suddenly she shouts,
hey, Appaloosa, candlelight can't hold a candle to ya. We're on our way, a train throws tracks as it fades away.
Sublime is her expression as we step outside. Outside, Wild West, Mild West, Saloon. Brave and welcome wagons, much too much ado. About a town where I see so little really going down. Other than that one bum lying face down on the ground, all around. Not a sound, rather sound that I have found to be found in a town where things are really going down. This town was the center of a buffalo attack. In the past, and the past is all past time. Reenacting, ever redetermined, exactly matching. Gotta give them credit for this acting. Gotta share that. I am the only frown that's out here. Some big mare points a hoof at my chair, and so the pony stopped to stare. My head is buried between my hooves. I feel a gentle nudge, so I lock eyes with you. And with a twinkling wink and inkling, I think I see there's something here for me. Yeah.
I Appaloosa, candlelight can't hold a candle to ya. We're on our way, a train trails tracks as it fades away.
Bought a ticket, now I'm taking a seat. Despite my reservations, was a wonderful week. Tears are streaming down her face, and I can finally admit that it's a wonderful place. I wipe her eyes and emotion arises. She takes her lips and plants a kiss on mine. Yes, it's gonna be Appaloosa nights for me.
Appaloosa, candlelight can't hold a candle to ya. We're on our way, a train trails tracks as it fades away.
I do love the orchestrated works of the fandom. And, you know, one thing I forgot to point out earlier is I would love to see, and I should probably go look up some YouTube videos of it, because I would love to see how DJs mix, not just mix songs, but actually make songs, like original songs, like electronic music. Like, how, I'll bet it takes a lot of equipment. A lot of equipment I probably don't have right now, but I would like to get if I had the money. But Slithstorm and Forest. Well, I don't know if Forest Rain does it too much, but I know Slithstorm does, and how the previous one I just played before, Appaloosa, makes their music. I think that's kind of interesting. One other artist I love, and I love the orchestrated works in this fandom, like, I think how you spell his name is, or how you pronounce it is Silen? I wonder if the T's are silent, or Silen? I'm not exactly sure. Looks like violin, but not quite. I don't know. But he does a lot of really good orchestrated works. He did an entire suite of just like a 19-minute suite, and I have yet to play that on the show. Won't play it this episode, but I'll play it eventually. It's on the list of songs, and it's just a medley of MLP songs, and it's just really cool to listen to. Speaking of which, of songs, if you have a song you'd like to hear, give me a shout out in the IRC, tweet me at SherlockBoy123. I'll do my best to get on the air. If it's punny related, I probably got it. Here is Silen? I don't know how you pronounce it. Silen Befriends Glaze. Oh, hey, actually, that ending reminded me. Be sure to tune in on the night of... Oops, wrong month. Of Friday, October 30th, or Saturday, October 31st, depending on what time zone you're in, for the Music is Timeless, the first ever Music is Timeless Nightmare Night Special. I'm really looking forward to that. I'm starting to build up a playlist of all the Halloween slash Nightmare Night themed songs that this fandom has to offer, and it's going to be a lot of fun. Up next, I have a request from Casey223. Thank you so much for tuning in. Here is My Little Pony Intro, Alex S. Glitch Remix by DJ Alex S. If there's one thing I never get tired of listening to, it's all the different versions of Avast Your Ass that our fandom has been able to come up with. That was Wavehack, Avast Your Bass, which it looks like it rhymes, but it doesn't. One other song that I heard on Ponyvale FM that I really liked, and one of those songs that made me say, oh, I have to play this on the show, was this upcoming one from an artist I've never heard of, whose name is the most fun name of any artist to say ever. Here's Dongle Kumquat. Oh, I just love saying that. With Hoof to Chest by Dongle Kumquat.
When I was young, we had concrete jungles under the sun. Zombie ADD and deranged. And come to think of it, nothing's changed. How could I be so simple and ignorant, little kid? I told him that I'd rather die. But one look at the TV and I was instantly mesmerized.
One thing I really love about this fandom is the amount of charity we do, and I think this next song perfectly encapsulates that, and it actually impressed me when I listened to it. I actually ran across this in the archive, and I was like, okay, because the artist is such a unique artist name. It was Brunny Artists for Good. So when I see a name like that, I mean, I have to go and see what they have. The song is called The Massive Smile Project. This is true to my show. I like, music is timeless. I like to flash back to the early days of the fandom and play stuff that people might have forgotten about, or songs that are original to the fandom, the ones that are the classics, and remakes, covers of them, any song I really find to be good. And the story behind this song is that this was a collaboration between almost every vocal artist in the fandom, and they produced this huge choral version of this song, like in the style of We Are the World by Michael Jackson, his version of it. And so I'm looking at the Equestria Daily article here. It says this collaboration is being done in conjunction with Bronies for Good's Seeds of Kindness charity, which is seeking to raise $10,000 to build a clinic in Uganda, then put up a green village in Burundi, I think is how you pronounce the name, with any extra money to teach people there how to earn sustainable livings for themselves. It's a phenomenal charity, and with everybody, your time, attention, and money. I mean, it's a really good charity, I know that. But that's what that was for, and it's actually a really good song. I went to the link to go see if I could buy it, and lo and behold, the website is gone. At least the Smile Project website is. Bronies for Good, the Seeds for Charity website is still up, Seeds of Kindness, website is still up, of course, but the one for this project that was almost 5 years ago is now down, which is kind of sad, but I guess it doesn't really last forever. I wonder how they did, though. If I ever find out how they did, I will definitely report that back to you guys. This is May 1st, 2012 was when this was posted, so... really cool piece of history there, and I think that the campaign is really a noteworthy one. Here is The Massive Smile Project by Brony Artists for Good.
My name is Pinkie Pie, and I am here to say I'm gonna make you smile, and I will brighten up your day.
It doesn't matter now if you are sad or blue, 'cause cheering up my friends is just what we are here to do.
'Cause I love to make you smile, smile, smile.
Yes, I do.
It fills my heart with sunshine all the while.
Yes, it does.
'Cause all I really need is smile, smile, smile from these happy friends of mine.
Made a frown, I'll work real hard and do my best to turn that said frown upside down. Dark and lonely, and maybe you feel sad, and Toaster will be there to show you that it isn't that bad. There's one thing that makes me happy and makes my whole life worthwhile, and that's when I talk to my friends and get them to smile.
Smile, smile, smile from these happy friends of mine.
you just can't help but smile a little bit after you hear that. Here is, I should say, the next song I have is The Ballad of Applejack's Last Roundup, or as I like to call it, Applejack's Last Roundup in 3 minutes or less, by Don DeVore.
One, two, come, quiet.
Who I hope's coming up free.
Well, Derpy wrecked the roof with her clumsy little hooves, so they had to get some bits to fix it up.
Careful, Derpy!
Rainbow tried her best, but Derpy is the best at derping up and making a big mess. AJ said she'd win the prize. They stomped the ground and watched her smile when she said she'd give it all away. So she took the train to Canterlot, thought she'd go and win a lot for all her friends back there in Ponyville. Well, the week went by and they all cried when AJ scribed and said goodbye, saying she wasn't coming back. They didn't know why, but they couldn't stand by, so they ran out the door in a Pegasus fly to search the town for Applejack. AJ lost her pride, it made her hide, it made her cry. She couldn't show her face in town again. She ran away cause she lost her game. She got a job for the pay, plucking cherry trees for some bits. And Cherry Jubilee was just as nice as she could be, but Applejack was hiding facts and dodging questions. So Rainbow Dash and Pinkie Pie tried to get her to confess and put her to the test with Cherry Chimichangas. Kumquat Pickle Barrel made her cry, cause she couldn't really take much more of that. So she said she'd tell them all what happened. Well, she broke a pinky promise, so Pinky raised. So they stole a card and began to chase, cause friendship is persistent. And tears were shed and much was said, and Angie told the truth about the reason she left and said, I'm sorry. But it doesn't matter, you didn't win. It's who you are beneath your skin. It wouldn't be the same here without you.
So KC223 just brought in some figures. Apparently, Seeds of Kindness has raised, so far, 40,000 euros, or in U.S. dollars, 44,778 U.S. dollars since 2012. So very impressive. Thanks for those figures. That's really good to hear. As far as the Ballad of Applejack's Last Roundup goes, I saw him play that at BabsCon 2014 over the live stream that they had set up by Ponyville Live, and I actually really liked hearing him sing that in real life, like right there. It was really cool, and that's what got me interested in him and his album. And apparently, he's a Pacific Northwest native. I guess he lives up in Seattle. And so does Sax Brony. I got to meet Sax Brony at the 2015 Northwest Brony Fest. Unfortunately, Don DeVore couldn't make it, but it was really still really cool to meet Sax Brony. That was something different. Someone whose songs I listen to, and there he is in real life. That's pretty cool. Here is probably the best marching band cover I've ever heard of, Beyond Her Garden, and I didn't realize that the version I played last weekend just totally rickrolled you. I totally forgot there was that in there. Oops. But I would go to this college if this is what they did. Here's Bass Beast JD. We'll be right back. and another song I heard on Ponyville FM that I immediately liked from an artist I already knew I liked. Here's Fuzog's Tree Vision Find a Pet. Candy Mix. All right, so, wow, that hour goes fast. So that's the end of the show tonight. Thank you guys all for tuning in. Thank you so much for the request, KC223. That was a very good one. Well, time always flies so fast. Don't forget, next week there is no show. I'm going to try to change the schedule up a bit, just temporarily, and see how it works out with my college schedule and planning for Everfree Northwest. That reminds me. I will be at Everfree Northwest next year, May 3rd through the 5th, although I'm going to have to go up a little bit earlier because I live in Portland and Seattle. It's a 3.5-hour drive from here, so I'll have to leave a little bit earlier than that. I'll probably be up there Thursday night something. But yeah, if you want to come by and say hi, meet me in person. Whatever. Looks like it's going to be a pretty neat convention. You can find more info on everfreenw.com, and it'll be a pretty cool convention, and I'll be there. No show next week, and there will be a show the following week. For the last song of the night, I like to play Hush Now, Quiet Now, or some version of it. Tonight I'm going to do something a little bit different. I'm playing a lot of songs that I loved hearing on Ponyville FM, and they have some good songs on that station. I gotta admit. Well, I mean, I'm on it right now, so. But yeah, they have some really good songs, and I listened to this one and I was like, okay, I gotta end with this one here, and I might play it again next time, because technically, I mean, if you look at the time, we're technically over time right now, so I might play it again in a future episode sometime far off in the future. But here's Fluttershy's 20% Cooler Lullaby Extended Mix, an Owl City parody. And also, I guess it counts as our parody song of the week. Anyways, have a good night, everyone. Enjoy both a double feature of new episode, new movie tomorrow. I know I will. Oh my gosh, I am... sorry. I'm just getting really excited right now. Oh, okay, I'm calmed down now. Enjoy the new stuff tomorrow, and I'll see you in 2 weeks. Have a good night, everyone. And a great weekend. And a great week.
You would not believe your eyes if 10 million Fluttershys flew in the room as I fell asleep. 'Cause they'd fill the open air and their squeaking everywhere would be so cute that I would just stand and smile. I'd like to make myself believe Equestria's kind. Come to me when I'm feeling tired, snuggle me to sleep, 'cause ponies have invaded all my dreams. 'Cause into my room they'd fly, those 10,000 Pegasi, as they sung me lullabies to sleep. Time to lay your sleepy head, hush now, time to go to bed. I slumbered and stuck under my warm bedspread. I'd like to make myself believe Equestria's kind pony will come to me when I'm feeling tired and snuggle me to sleep, 'cause ponies have invaded all my dreams and I fall asleep. Don't close my browser for a bit, please send me a pony here. Another pony hit. Please send me a pony here. Why can't I stop with one more peek? Please send me a pony here. It's 5 a.m. and I need to sleep. To 10 million Fluttershys, I'm weird 'cause I hate goodbyes. I got misty eyes, they said farewell. Down the where several hide, will my dreams get few and into my room they glide. I'd like to make myself believe Equestria's kind pony will come to me when I'm feeling tired, snuggle me to sleep, 'cause ponies have invaded all my dreams and I fall asleep. I'd like to make myself believe Equestria. I'm obsessed with ponies, so it seems.